But hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become much more better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Spoke by the prophets, now by the Spirit of his Son. He is also known as the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and by the words of his power, Jesus was manifested. There's something very powerful. Now, we call it three-dimensional things. In other words, they're not flat. They're dimensional. You and I are three-dimensional. Each side. God is actually a three-dimensional. He's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We live in three dimensions. Well, actually, there could be more, but three-dimensional, 3D. You know, you can go to those movies and put on those glasses and you watch things in 3D. It makes things more depth, more real. Well, there is what we call a 3D prophetic insight, or it's a 3D insight or third-dimensional insight, however you want to say it. But it's called 3D prophetic insight is what the title is. But however you want to do it. So it's a multidimensional imagery or prophetic insight that God is trying to bring us to. Again, he spoke by the prophets, now by the Spirit of his Son. He is the brightness of his glory, one side of the dimension. The express image of his person, another side of his dimension. And the power of his words, which uphold all things. Jesus was a three-dimensional being of God Almighty. In 1 John chapter 1, starting at verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands had handled, concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declared to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen, heard, declared to you, that you also what? May have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that you may be what? Full. Yes. Praise God. Now listen. The word of life with the Father and the Son, that's manifested 3D Jesus. That's manifested. Jesus became 3D. Yes, he became physical. But there was a 3D, a dimensional. When Jesus came, remember, he is the anointed one of what? What is the anointing? Eternal what? Presence, power, and truth. Three-dimensional. So the word of life with the Father and the Son was manifested. Amen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to what? Love one another. So God, the Word was meant, life, Word of life was manifested, the love was manifested in Jesus. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whoever commits sin also what? Commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was what? Manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Again, he was manifested to take away our sins. Remember, Jesus was a 3D dimensional being. He was filled with the Spirit. He was the anointed one and his anointing. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was what? Manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. Jesus was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen among angels, received up to glory. Manifested as a 3D dimensional. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and the grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before what? Time began. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold what? Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Now, this is important because three-dimensional prophetic insight requires dedication. Dedication is commitment. Amen? In other words, God is testing those out who are dedicated and committed right now. You wonder why people don't see what they're supposed to see, hear what they're supposed to hear. Because they're not walking in the third three-dimensional or 3D prophetic insight. This is walking in the Spirit. When you're walking in the Spirit, everything becomes 3D in the Spirit. So there's got to be a dedication, a dedicated life, a committed life. I call it the three Ds. Dedication, disciplined, which is unwavering, and detailed. Dedicated, disciplined, and what? Detailed. So dedicated is associated with committed. Discipline is associated with unwavering. Without wavering. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who commits for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus not with uncertainty. Thus I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Lest when I have preached to others, I myself become what? Disqualified. Hebrews 10 in verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from any evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is what? Faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is a manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as to see the day approaching. Remember, this is all about the area to where we're able to see things through. In other words, every decision you make, everything that's going on, you want to be able to see what the end result is. You're even able to see what other people's decisions and result is. Because you're in the spirit now. And in the spirit, you are in 3D mode. Third dimensional mode. It is different. That's why we call ourselves as 3D what? Third dimensional warriors. Amen. So you're able to see the enemy more than others. You're able to discern things more than others. People may think you're weird, but we know they're the weird ones. We're just peculiar. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. What is he trying to do? He's trying to bring us to a place of detailed, which is known as focus. Detailed. Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Again, to be detailed is to focus. You know, when you're doing construction out there, you want to be detailed. When you're painting something, whatever it might be, do it in your life. When you're cleaning the car, you want to be detailed. That's why it's called a detailer. If they're not one who sees, they miss a lot. They're not detailed enough. And in construction, there are those who come in and they clean up, basically. We call them clean-up batters. You know, after a construction job is done, then there are other ones go in to make sure things are done detailed. or things that have to be fixed, and things that might be a little bit there. There might be more caulk here or this. Well, something might be out of the line or whatever, because it's detail. And that takes practice. It's not something you can just get into. But if you're in the spirit, you can be detailed in everything. Everything. Why? Because you have prophetic insight. Your detail. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both what? Good and evil. That takes what? Detail. You need to be detailed about this. Discern is detailed. Dedication, discipline, and detailed. Walk in 3D prophetic insight. And I'm going to close at Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. I found this so very interesting when the Spirit brought me to the scripture. I almost couldn't stop reading it because it brought so much. After he was telling me about everything, then all of a sudden there was so much detail involved. I thought, oh my gosh. And think about this. Look at it. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with greatly godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he called to God out of to the place which he would receive an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky, in a multitude innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in what? Faith. Not having received their promise, but having what? Seen. How could they see? They saw the promises by what? 3D prophetic insight. Every one of them had it. But having seen them from afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland, And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, substance is the third 3D prophetic insight. By faith. Everyone was able to see, even though it wasn't physical. But when God spoke, they caught vision. Every time. See, when God speaks, you catch vision. When you catch vision, you don't move on it immediately. You let the Holy Spirit define it, detail it, explain it, understand it. That's why we have the Holy Spirit who interprets dreams and visions. Why? Because he is 3D insight. He is third dimensional insight. We are living as three-dimensional beings. We live in a three-dimensional reality. There's a past, a present, and a future. And the word is three-dimensional. We must discern when it speaks, whether it's past, present, or future. That's why we have the anointing that knows all things. Why? The anointing is three-dimensional. I mean, we're coming into a place where we're going to be seeing things that we never saw before. And others will not. We're going to be able to discern these things, whether it's of God or not of God. Others will not. And they will fall into many traps. And they will be discouraged. There are so many people that do not know what to do or prepare right now. They're not prepared. Unprepared, I don't know. Is that what it is? I thought it was one of my languages. They are not prepared. They're unprepared. And when it comes to their front door, they will not know what to do. When they go to the bank, they try and draw money out and there is none. They won't know what to do. Many people are going to freak out. Listen, I don't know if you heard today, but the United States had the largest drug bust in the world. Over 61,000 tons of cocaine in a freighter. 61,000 tons in a freighter. Billions of dollars worth. That's just some of it. Now that they're... Although everybody's escalating, there's more and more service people, the Coast Guard and the Marines and Air. Everybody's working together now like never before. Listen, Trump is putting in the National Guard bit by bit in every state. He first sent them in unarmed. Now he's sending them armed. You saw those Democrats that left Texas and left their post. They've been fired. They've been fined $500 a day. And you know, the Republicans took their seats. So, I mean, there's so many things that's going on. That's going on in every state now. Because we're getting ready once the arrest comes. Listen, people are still bound. They're still deceived. They don't have the prophetic insight like how we do. If you're not filled with the Spirit, you're going to be fearful. You're going to fight for your life. Remember, our life is in Christ. We don't have to fight for anything but the life of Christ. Our battle belongs to the Lord. So in this, you're going to see breakouts, especially when I start arresting the high-level morons like Obama's and stuff like that. The Clintons and whatever. And I start arresting them. You're going to see a lot of stuff, but see, they're getting ready. Look at all these mayors. It's amazing to me where they're protecting the criminals and not their own citizens. I mean, how stupid can you be and still breathe? That's incredible. And then they want money from the government, and they're not giving it to them. And the people don't even, they don't like what's going on in their own states. Then you got Canada, many of the provinces there, there's four or five of them that want to come to the United States. And they're building oil lines to come here because they're Democrats, leftists, morons, idiots. The only thing that they're interested in is their own selfish gain in power. That's all they're interested in. They're not interested in the people. If they were interested in the people, they'd have security out there. They wouldn't be laying off police officers and not paying them anymore. They wouldn't have their own parties. I mean, these people are stealing from Americans because they're not American. They're anti-Christ, anti-Trump, and anti-American, and they call themselves U.S. citizens. We've got people that are in political seats and position that are Al-Qaeda supporters and supposed to be Americans. But the administration is exposing all of them. People are standing up and exposing them. They're not taking it anymore. There was in New York a woman in her car, and a carjacker jumped in, tried to open the door. She took off, and the carjacker wouldn't let go. She slammed right into a truck on the side. The carjacker rolled, and she ran him over. People are standing up. They're paying more attention. That's why. They're not asleep as much as they used to be. And they were just, the people are shooting people that are getting into their homes, trying to break in. Of course, Florida promotes it. You step on my property, you're dead. Why? Because people are tired of the compromise of righteousness and justice. They want righteousness and justice to be firm and solid. And only Jesus can do that, and he's using people to raise them up so it can be done. What a time we are in. What a blessed time. And we are blessed. And their financial blessings of the wicked will be filling our bank accounts soon. Hang tough. Watch things turn around. Money changers are going to be exposed. And their money is going to be released into the hands of the righteous. The body of Christ is going to prosper like never before. And we're going to get a front row seat with popcorn and watch the wicked be arrested and busted and all this other stuff happening. Like I said, it's happening all over the world. It's not just here. People are rising up. And it's time. And it's about time. But we couldn't do it without backing of our government, some of our government, and the military. Because the military is the key. The military will be the key of everything. The more the military's in place, the safer we're at. That means that things are about, when you see the military all over, you know it's about to happen. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to release the third dimensional prophetic insight so that we can see, so that we can discern, so that we can focus, that we can be more detailed in everything that we do, and so that we can be disciplined and committed to complete what you've asked us to start. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.